This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Well, Coach, you look at the margin, 23 points, and essentially the ball game came down to that 26-6 push that Moorhead closed the first half on. You take that away, and it's pretty straight up.
Yeah, I think, you know, we started the game in the first 5 minutes. I think we had our first four offensive possessions with turnovers. And, you know, we just did not do a great job of executing on offense. I like our game plan coming in defensively. I thought we did some good things to slow them down and start the basketball game. But we do have to score the ball. And for us, when we share the ball, move it, and we stay true to our principles, I think we have a chance to do some things offensively. We're just not there yet. I've got to get tighter with my lineups, and we need some guys to have a little bit more buy-in on what we're doing in terms of sharing the basketball. If we play individual basketball, we're just not good enough talent-wise to be able to do that versus anybody. And Moorhead State's an Ohio Valley solid, undefeated 3-0 team that's now 4-0. So one-on-one was not going to get it done tonight.
And defensively, you did force 16 turnovers, especially in the beginning. You came out, you seemed to have them throttled a bit. The problem is the 20 turnovers going the other way, and that's a team, as we talked about in the pregame, that was able to recover. And for that brief eight-minute spurt at the end of the first half, they were world beaters.
Unfortunately, we're just limited at the guard spot right now. And, you know, we've got five guys out, so we had some fatigue playing a factor with the long travel. But this is what we have to do. We've got to get on a 6 a.m. flight tomorrow and fly and play Stanford on Tuesday. Then we've got to fly to Oklahoma. So we're going to have to get creative and find some way to get a little juice in our step here and have some little bit more pop. 14 turnovers in the first half, 6 in the second half. If we go 6-6, it's a different basketball game.
Now, individually, we talked. Here, you can have that one.
That's the first time I've ever seen the box guy just hand one over.
Yeah. Well, you know, he knows me. He doesn't know you. But individually, we talked on Hawk Talk earlier this week about A.J. Cheeseman and Armad Frost, and if they can figure it out, then it's a good sign to go along with the young guys. Well, they did figure it out today. A.J. had a double-double, looks like 10 points, 11 rebounds, and Ahmad rediscovered his shooting stroke in the final 8 minutes or so, finished with 13 points. So certainly a step in the right direction for both of them.
Yeah, I think, you know, we did some things sharing the basketball late in the game. Now, it's garbage time a little bit. How hard were they playing? I don't know. But I think we showed just like, you know, we move the basketball, we get open shots. We're not a great shooting team, but we do have some guys that we get them some open shots. I think we can make a few more than we've been making.
So we head to Stanford from here, then it's Oklahoma, a couple of Power 5 schools coming up. What's the biggest lesson that you can take away from these first four games, one of them against the Power Conference team, as to what to do to slow these guys down?
Steps forward. You know, I thought tonight we took a step backwards. You know, I look at the second half of the Longwood game, took a step back in the first half against Longwood. Second half, we took a step forward. Today, for this game, I thought we took a step backwards. So, you know, regardless of though it's Stanford, I'm sure they're really good. Haven't seen any film on them, Pac-10 school. We'll be ready with a great game plan. We've got to get some film in. We've got to get some shots up. We've got to execute better, and we've got to guard better for 40 minutes. If we can do that, I think we can have a similar showing like we did against Liberty, where we were a little bit smoother in what we were doing on both ends of the floor. We're a work in progress. Stick with us.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We'll see you in Palo Alto.
All right, buddy.